This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
You live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you fix up your home sweet home. If you've got a project you'd like to get done, if you're thinking about one for next year, if you're stuck in the middle of a project and you don't know which way to go, got yourself in a jam, or maybe you just have some questions before you begin, we would love to help. We are your coaches, your counselors, your home improvement therapists. So whatever project is on your mind, reach out to us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like to improve the energy efficiency of your home, but you wondered whether the improvements would actually pay off, well, the EPA now has a program that can prove the savings before the project even gets started. We're going to share those tips in just a bit.
And bathtubs can last a lifetime, but their finishes won't. If your bathtub finish is worn, you don't have to get rid of the whole tub. We're going to share much less expensive solutions in today's smart spending tip.
And as you do your gift shopping, have you noticed how many retailers are offering the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? These seem to be available on everything from a toaster to a television, but do they ever make sense? We'll share some tips just ahead to help you sort it all out. Leslie, the last retail that offered me an extended warranty was on a tube of caulk.
Seriously?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
I don't know. This tube is empty. What are we going to do?
Exactly. I need a new tube. It keeps getting empty.
It's leaking out the end, the business end. What do I do? All right, guys. Well, maybe you need some help with a leaky caulk tube. Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. Whether it's a renovation, a repair, a decor project, holiday decorating, some gift ideas for the home improver in your life, whatever it is, we are here to help you. Plus, we've got a great product to give away today to one listener, and it's great, especially if you've got a kitchen or bath countertop that's in need of an update. We've got up for grabs from Deich Coatings, the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit. It's worth $125, and boy, does it look good, and it could go to one lucky caller this hour.
So give us a call right now. You've got to have a home improvement question for a chance at winning that great Spreadstone countertop finishing kit. We will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and maybe send that out to you. That number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Robert in Alaska is on the line with a crawl space situation. Tell us what's going on.
Basically what I got going on is we had a lot of rain this summer, so I had water kind of penetrate the foundation, and I was wondering if there's anything I could do from the inside to maybe stop some of that penetration from coming in and getting on the wood that's holding up the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are you talking about concrete block walls?
Yes.
Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, we want to make sure that you are doing what you can to slow the collection of water from outside moving inside. So that means looking at your gutter system, making sure you have gutters and that they're diverting water away from the house, not just a couple of feet from the foundation, but well away. And make sure that the angle of the soil around the foundation slopes away, and that will do a lot to move the water away from that backfill zone. Inside the crawl space, you can add a vapor barrier to the soil, and that will stop moisture from evaporating up. And on the blocks themselves, you can apply a product called Ames Blue Max, which is a rubber paint. It's very stretchable, and it adheres really well. And when you apply it to the block, it stops any moisture from coming through the block. Ames is spelled A-M-E-S, and the product's called Blue Max. You can search for it online. Their website is amesresearch.com.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, I've got a company coming in to, I guess, dig the outside of the foundation and lay some drainage this spring, this coming spring. So
okay, well, let me stop you right there, okay, because that's not likely going to help you, and it's not necessary.
Oh, okay.
If that moisture is consistent with rainfall, in other words, you get a lot of rain, like you mentioned, and then you get leakage.
Uh-huh.
Then putting all those drainage pipes and disturbing all that soil is really not the way to go. If you improve your gutter system and you improve the grading, the angle of the soil around the foundation perimeter,
okay,
that stops the majority of that surface water from getting in. The only time we recommend drainage systems like what you're describing is when you have a rising water table, which if you did, you wouldn't be getting leakage that's consistent with rainfall.
Ah, okay. Well, good. That's important to know then.
Yep. So now there you go. Saved you a bunch of money.
Oh, yes, you did.
You got it, Robert. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Terry in Missouri's on the line with a ceiling issue that's just cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
I have a wall in my living room kitchen area that has a vaulted ceiling that at the 8-foot level, it has a horizontal crack that keeps reappearing after it gets repaired. It's happened 3 times and it cracks again. After about 2 or 3 weeks, it doesn't last very long. So I was wondering how we could fix that permanently.
Well, that's an area where you have a lot of movement, a lot of expansion and contraction. And if you just try to spackle it, it's not going to work. So I think what you really need to do is to use a perforated drywall tape.
Perforated drywall tape.
It looks like a mesh.
A mesh, that's right. And it's sticky. And after you kind of lightly sand the surface around the crack, you lay the tape in there, and then you spackle over that tape until you don't see the tape anymore. And that creates a stronger bond between the two sides that are moving, and the crack won't open up again as the house goes through normal expansion and contraction.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
John in Oakhurst, New Jersey, Baby Tom's neighbor, has a question about a water heater. How can we help you today?
Yeah, we just literally had a new water heater installed today. We started to have some leaking coming out of the top, where I guess where the input and the output lines go in. So we had a new one put in. We knew that was failing, but the installer suggested and recommended to us that we flush it once a year. And although that sounds like it makes sense to me, I know there's a lot of people don't do that. I just want to get your guys' opinion on whether that's really important to do that annually, or and if you don't, what's the downside of that?
Well, the reason that you flush a water heater is because you get sediment in the bottom of it, and the sediment acts as an insulator. It doesn't really cause any harm to the water heater, and I think in a situation where you have city water, it's not as important as when you have well water. It's sort of an old wives' tale. It's kind of something that people always started doing and not really ever stop doing or understand why they do it. There's nothing really wrong with flushing it. The only downside is that you may find that the valve that you open up at the bottom of the water heater once a year, one of these years it's not going to want to shut again, and you end up with an expensive repair. So I don't think it's critical, but I don't think it will hurt you unless the valve gets kind of gummed up at some point and starts to leak.
That's a good suggestion, Tom. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Just a few short weeks to the big holiday. Are you guys ready? Is your house ready? Are the guest rooms ready? Is the turkey ready in the oven? Well, it's a little early to cook the turkey, but whatever you are working on to get your house in tip-top shape for all those holiday guests, we are here to lend a hand. Up next, energy-saving improvements that pay off when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tank Bond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are here to help you take on projects you'd like to get done around your house. And if you're enjoying this radio show, we think you might also enjoy our podcast as well. You'll find that at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. We've got 2 new episodes that drop every week on Monday and Thursday, which we think is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Well, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing the countertop. But replacing the top can be expensive. Refinishing your countertop is not. And it can be easily accomplished with a kit made just for this project, and we happen to be giving it away today.
That's right. It's called the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit. It's from Deich Coatings. And it's pretty neat stuff. It's a real stone coating, so it looks great and it lasts. It's heat-resistant, water-resistant, comes in 11 colors. You can find it online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Deich Coatings website at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. It's worth $125, but going out to one lucky listener. Make that you. If this is a project you'd like to get done, call us with your home improvement question. We will enter you into the Money Pit hard hat and might be drawing your name out at the end of the program. That number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Next up, our caller has a great name. We've got Leslie on the line who's got a question about cutting down a door. Welcome, Leslie.
We have one door that I need to cut down. Goes into the basement.
Okay.
It's also a 6-panel solid core oak door.
Right.
When we went to cut it off, there seems to be staples or some kind of small metal pieces inside the, there's about 8 inches that go across the bottom. We were cutting that off. or a portion of it, 6 inches of it, and it's totally ruined a saw blade. Do you have any suggestions of how to cut off a solid core door?
Yeah, having the staples inside of that is not unusual. It depends on how what they might have been using in the manufacturing process. I'll be willing to bet that you used a non-carbide saw blade, because had you used a carbide saw blade, it would have probably cut through the metal and all.
Oh, okay, so just use a carbide.
Use a carbide blade and safety glasses, and not a great carbide blade because it will ruin the blade, but generally it'll cut right through something like that.
All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Brent in Texas is on the line with a venting question. Tell us what's going on.
My question is about ridge venting. I've seen a couple of different places where people said, well, you can't use the gable venting in conjunction with the ridge vent to change the draw. Of course, in the old balloon construction, the draw really comes up the balloon framing and vents into the attic, which, you know, goes out the gable vents. Would those need to be closed off? Would it work well in conjunction with each other, or can I just stick with what's there?
Well, the most important part of the ventilation system you didn't mention, and that's at the soffits. Are you going to have soffit venting on this house?
Well, since it is vented, you know, through the balloon framing, I wasn't sure if I really needed to add soffit venting as well.
The best ventilation system that you could have, and I wouldn't count much on the ventilation through the balloon framing, because that's presuming that the home's going to be pretty drafty. But remember, the purpose of that ventilation is to dry out the insulation that's in the attic space. The best way to do that is with a combination of ridge and soffit vents, because they work together. And how they work together is that the wind blows and it presses up into the soffit vent, rides up under the roof sheathing, and then exits at the ridge. The ridge is always in a depressurized area of the house, because the wind hits that and sort of bounces off the roof and goes in a circular motion, which causes a draw at the ridge. And then so they have positive pressure at the soffit, goes under the sheathing, goes out at the ridge. Now, your question is, what about the gable vent? And the answer is, you should block it off, because it does interrupt that flow of air from the soffit under the sheathing and out the ridge. By having the gable vent, you get some sort of turbulence up there that interrupts that flow. So if you can have a soffit vent and a ridge vent, that's the best situation. If you're not going to have a soffit vent, frankly, it really doesn't matter, because you're not going to have the pattern that we would like you to have, and you just have another hole in the space to let air out. But if you want to make it really efficient, put in soffit vent, put in ridge vents, and then, you know, if the gable vent comes through the wall in an old Queen Anne, you want to leave it for appearances, that's fine. Just put something across the back of it so it doesn't actually let air in.
All right. Well, that does help out. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to improve the energy efficiency of your home, but you're wondering what the best improvements might be, the EPA now has a program that provides a professional evaluation, a list of recommended improvements, and if you make the updates, proof that the improvements actually worked.
Yep, it's called the Home Performance with Energy Star program, and once you sign up, you'll meet with a participating contractor who will review your concerns about your home's energy use and take a look at your utility bills to better understand your home's energy patterns. Now, your contractor is going to use some tools as well. They'll assess your home's heating system, cooling ducts, lighting appliances, and other systems to make sure they understand and can determine where improvements are needed. They're going to run some diagnostic tests to check your home structure for possible air leakage and even use an infrared camera to find trouble spots.
Now, once the assessment is complete, the contractor is going to prepare a detailed work proposal outlining recommended improvements and can also show you how they may qualify for special financing or other incentives where they're available. Now, when the work is completed, your contractor is going to run another set of tests to measure the improvements in energy efficiency. Their work is also spot-checked by independent third parties, so you can now have confidence, I mean, really added confidence, that your project will be done correctly. I mean, this is a great way to save some cash.
Yeah, and I love the fact that they do pre- and post-testing, because I can't tell you how many times, you know, you guys see the same advertisements that we do. Install new windows, you'll save 50% on your energy bill. Well, if you had no windows and now you have windows, maybe. But, you know, you have all kinds of crazy claims out there. And the fact that there's a program where we're doing a pre- and post-testing of energy efficiency is really the only way you know that it's done right. So I'm really glad to see that this program has been put in place by the folks at Energy Star.
Ron in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I have a home with a crawl space, and I've had some moisture under there, and the builder, when he built it, he ran the runoff from the roof down into the French drains. I diverted that, and it's helped a lot, but it's still moist. And I'm asking if these encapsulated systems, where they trench the perimeter of the inside of the crawl space and seal off the systems with a dehumidifier and a sump pump, how they work, and if that's a solution to these kinds of problems.
All right, so first of all, the roof drains were going where before you capped them off?
down in the French drain.
Yeah, that's not too smart, huh?
No, it wasn't. I diverted that, and it helped a lot, but it's still moist under there.
All right, so now that you've got the roof drains disconnected from the French drain, are those drains extending out away from the foundation perimeter?
For sure.
How far out did they go?
Oh, 20 feet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing. All right, so the second thing that you could do easily is make sure that the soil that surrounds the foundation perimeter is sloped away. Most of the time that soil settles after the house is built, it becomes flat or even inverted. So you want to make sure you have a pitch where the soil is running away from the foundation, dropping about 6 inches over 4 feet. You can plant something on that grass or mulch or stone after, but make sure you have good solid drainage. Now let's talk about the vents in the crawl space. You need to have enough vents, so probably one or two on each wall. You need to make sure that the crawl space floor has a vapor barrier on it. What's the crawl space floor now?
It's vapor barrier only.
It's vapor barrier, so it's completely covered in plastic?
Right.
Okay. And then the other thing that you could do is you could add vent fans to the walls and have them wired onto a humidistat so that when moisture builds up inside the crawl space because the humidity is high, the fans will come on and draw the drier air in from the outside.
Yeah.
So those are things that you could do now without spending a whole lot of money to try to dry that space out.
Yeah.
Now, the idea of encapsulating the crawl space is not a bad approach, and many homes are starting to be built that way today, but that literally means sealing everything off 110%.
Right.
So since you're kind of closer to being able to improve the grading, improve the drainage, double-check that vapor barrier to make sure it's really solid and it's, you know, thick and covering every aspect of that crawl space floor. Make sure if it overlaps about 10 feet. Make sure it's up against the foundation walls, and then get good ventilation, cross ventilation in there using some vent fans wired to humidistats. You may find that that gives you the rest of the moisture reduction that was left over after you rerouted those drains.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ron. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, bathtubs, they can actually last a lifetime, but their finishes are not going to stay for the long haul. So if you've got a bathtub whose finish is worn, you don't really have to get rid of that whole tub. We're going to share a much less expensive solution in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Berks Construction Management is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless heads.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 1460 AM.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. Hey, don't you just hate it when you are smack dab in the middle of a project and get stuck? Well, that's when you should be calling us, because getting you unstuck is what we do. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Vicki in Louisiana is on the line with a shower pressure issue, I would say. Tell us what's going on, Vicki.
I have a shower, and when I turn the handle all the way to the left on the hot, the pressure is fine. as I turn it to the right to get to the coal, it's diminished. And when I get to the coal completely, it's probably about 25% of what the hot is.
Is it only on this fixture, or does it happen at other showers or other sinks?
No, it's just on that shower, just that
okay.
one shower.
All right, and how old is the house, Vicki?
10 years old.
Oh, so it's a fairly new house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds to me like there's a problem with that shower diverter. Right, if it's just happening on that one fixture, that
mm-hmm.
rules out a bigger problem with the plumbing pipes. So for whatever reason that diverter's not working properly, it could be clogged or obstructed in some way.
Uh-huh.
And it probably has to be, and it would have to be repaired or replaced.
Okay, so is it something we can do at home, or is a plumber going to have to go inside that wall to do that, the shower wall?
You can replace the guts of it from the shower side without tearing it out. If you have to replace the whole thing, then you have to go into the wall. And if you have to go into the wall, the way it's usually done is by accessing that shower wall from the back side, depending on how your house is built. If that happens to be against, if that happens to be against a closet or a bedroom or something like that, generally that's a lot easier than having to go through tile or whatever the surface is of your shower stall.
Yeah, this is the acrylic, the one piece.
Yeah. So if it had to be replaced, you'd do it from the back. But a plumber should be able to repair that. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you got a worn bathtub, replacing it is a very expensive project. But a complete replacement may not be the only way to spruce up that worn look. We've got three ideas to get that reno done for less.
Yeah, first of all, let's talk about tub replacement. Now, most tubs are set in an alcove or a corner. They're overlapped by flooring and wall finishes to create that watertight seal. Plus, they have at least two plumbing connections. If you're ready for a full-scale bathroom remodel, replacing that tub makes a lot of sense, but it does require removing parts of that tile, the wall, the floor, all of it, which is one reason this becomes an expensive project. Now, tub liners and tub refinishing are two other options, and both can add years of life to an existing tub at a fraction of the cost of a full-scale replacement, and also, and I think this is the best part, in a fraction of the time.
Yeah, because bath renos, man, when they tear that bath apart, sometimes it could be weeks before it's all put back together.
Yeah, you better have a neighbor that's got a good bathroom.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about tub liners. First of all, what are they? Well, they're basically made from the same material as sports equipment, like football helmets, for example, or airplane windshields. It's kind of an ABS acrylic, and they're made to fit inside your existing tub. You know, when they develop this process of a tub liner, they actually have collections of old tubs, pretty much every old tub ever made. So the manufacturers can tell what tub you have and what shape you need by that, and they make them to fit inside that existing tub. Installation is really pretty quick. You know, the local rep is going to remove the drain and drop the new insert in and then put the whole thing back together, and you'll be good to go inside of a day. The benefits is that you're getting it done quickly, but sometimes people are concerned they lose a little bit of space in that tub. Not too much, though. I don't think you'd lose more than a half inch or probably an inch in diameter one way or the other because of the thickness of the walls.
Now, next up, let's talk about bathtub reglazing. So reglazing or refinishing a worn-out bathtub is a more site-intensive process, and it really does have to be done by a pro, and it calls for a lot of chemicals that are hazardous enough to require a respirator and also a special protective suit for that technician to wear who's doing the work. There are a ton of steps involved in this reglazing process, but just to give you a sense, it involves washing your tub in hydrofluoric acid, which is a highly toxic agent that not only dissolves what's left of that porcelain glaze, but it then etches the surface so whatever new finish you're applying is going to adhere. But even though you're taking off all of the old porcelain, the new surface is going to be a heavy-duty epoxy, and it's still not going to be as durable as what originally came from the factory.
Now, if you're just looking for a DIY solution that can make the tub look a little bit better, but maybe just for a short while, take a look at Rust-Oleum's tub and tile paint. It's a pretty easy product to install. It can buy you maybe, I'm going to say, 2 or 3 years before it'll have to be done again. But I had a friend that told me that she was looking to redo her tub, her bathroom, inside of a 5-year period. I said, well, she didn't have the budget now to do it immediately. I said, go ahead and get the tub and tile paint. You know, for you, you're not using the bathroom that much, that tub that much. It may last you 4 or 5 years, but if it doesn't, you can just do it again. I mean, that product is probably under $50, and you can do that project yourself. Again, nothing that will be near the durability of the porcelain finish. But it'll look good. It'll look neat. And I don't think anybody's going to notice it except for you every time you step in that tub that it's not the original finish.
Well, that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. As you're doing your gift shopping, have you noticed how many retailers are offering the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? Well, these seem to be available on everything from a toaster to a television, but do they ever make sense? We're going to share some tips just ahead.
Live in the Money Pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with Floor Source Factory Direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right, you taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love listening to podcasts, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, subscribe at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing the countertop. But while replacing that top is pretty expensive, refinishing it is not. It can be easily accomplished with a kit made just for this project that we happen to be giving away today.
That's right. The Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings, I mean, it really will deliver a beautiful and lasting performance of real stone. It's heat resistant, it's water resistant, and it comes in 11 colors, so your inner designer can definitely come out and rework in your kitchen. The kit's available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Deich Coatings website at DAICHCOATINGS.com, and it's $125.
Going out to one listener, drawn at random, so make that you. You got to call us with a home improvement question. You can't just ask to be put into the drawing. You got to ask us your question, because that's why we offer this cool stuff, so that you guys will pick up the phone or post your question at moneypit.com. So that number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Nancy in Pennsylvania needs some help with a heating question. What can we do for you today?
Well, I live in an all-electric house that was built in the 60s. And it has electric baseboard heat, and those things are ugly. Is there anything that I can replace them with that's, like, more modern looking? Because these have the old, like, grill work, and they get dust and dirt, and every time you turn the heat on, you have to burn the dust off. And it's just it's hard to put furniture around it because it takes up the whole length of the wall. Is there anything that they can be replaced with, or anything that would look more modern?
So now you're looking for a way to get rid of the baseboard heating in total with, like, a different heating system, correct? Not changing the electricity source, but just changing the heat unit itself.
No, yeah, just getting rid of that baseboard and replacing it with something that looks better, that looks more modern than this old metal grill work.
Well, they make covers for them. You know, if you look online, there's one company called RadiantWraps.com, and they're covers for baseboard heaters, you know, regardless of the fuel source, electricity, gas, steam, and that can look like a variety of things. You can get something that's a little more traditional, something that's more rustic, something that's more modern, that will cover up that basic slant fin model that you associate with the baseboard heater. There's perforated models that are just, you know, cover over the fin look and make that one look disappear. So it's up to you. I mean, if you're looking for something different, you know, then go for a radiant source that's wall-mounted. But if you want to just cover up what you've got, you know, look online. One company to check out is Radiant Wraps.
Okay. I just want something that looks nicer and more modern.
Yeah, well, I think that will do it for you. Radiant Wraps. Take a look.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
If an appliance is on your holiday list, more likely than not, you're going to be asked if you'd like to buy an extended warranty for that product, and you're wondering if it makes any sense. Well, the Federal Trade Commission says millions of consumers pay for protection that they don't need. So to keep you from wasting money, you got to do your homework.
That's right. So first, you want to compare coverage. You want to know what the basic warranty covers to see if the extended warranty truly provides you with enough additional coverage. Also, know your appliance. Check its repair reputation online to see how likely it is that it's actually going to break down.
Yeah, and you also want to check for hidden costs. Now, extended warranties often have deductibles, they have service fees, or even cancellation charges. And you've got to find out whether a technician is going to come to your home or you have to take it in to be serviced, and then find out how far away those repair locations are, because they might not be close.
Exactly. And finally, you will not only see these extended warranties offered on appliances. Any toy store, sporting goods store, electronics store will try to tack these product protection plans, so-called, onto a sale right at the register. That's the worst place for you to make a decision. So because, as we've shown you, you really do need to do your homework first.
Now we've got Andrew in North Carolina on the line, who's dealing with shower drain issues. What's going on?
When you take a shower, about a couple minutes after the water has been running, it'll start to back up to some degree into the shower itself. And if you take a plunger and you use a plunger up and down, maybe four or five times, and you pull it up, all of a sudden, as the water starts to go out slowly, you'll get a slurping noise. And then you're through taking a shower and it's running out. But you can go back in 20 minutes later, and the same thing happens again.
Right. So you know what that slurping noise is?
No, sir.
It's your shower drain gasping for air. For some reason, that shower drain is not vented properly. So as the water drains out, you create sort of a suction, and that's what slows it down. And so I suspect with you using the plunger, you're freeing up that suction,
and loosen up the water so it has a chance to grab enough air and go down. Was this shower added after the home was built by any chance?
Sure. It's been that way, and plumbers say there's nothing wrong. I said, well, there has to be something wrong.
Yeah, if you're getting a gurgling sound like that, you're not getting enough air in it. And so it sounds to me like you probably need to add an additional vent. This is assuming that there's no clog there.
Right, because my wife has used liquid plumber. I've used the plungers, and it goes out. But then when you stop, the same thing happens again.
Right. Well, I wouldn't use the chemicals. What you could do is run a snake down that line and make sure it's clear.
Right.
Just to make sure there's no hair or any other kind of gunk that's trapped in there. But generally when you have a drain like that that's gurgling, it's looking for additional air. And it usually means that the vent is not there or the vent is obstructed. And that's really going to be the source of this, making sure we have enough air in there. If you had to add additional vents to it, you know, depending on how easy or difficult it is to get to that line, it is possible.
I appreciate your help and thank you again.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit while you're doing your holiday home improving or maybe some gift wrapping. Whatever it is you are working on, we are here to lend a hand. Up next, Jessica says she hears knocking every time she takes a bath, but it's not coming from the bathroom door. We're going to explain what's making that peculiar noise when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes, who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
.com for details.
Home Solutions Live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you love your home but sometimes feel like it's an endless pit into which you throw money for home improvements, we can help. We get it. We're here to help you tackle those projects at 1-888-888-888. Money Pit.
Jessica's been wondering what's going on with the plumbing in her walls. Listen to this. She's got a knocking sound, and it's not somebody knocking on the bathroom door. She says it actually happens after she's turning on the hot water in the bathtub. What's going on?
That's kind of freaky.
Who's there?
There's two common causes of that kind of plumbing pipe noise. The first...
Annoying children... Oh,
well,
no, that's not the
that.
First. Okay, sorry, I got confused.
They don't really, yeah, unless they're banging on the pipes.
Well, true, and they don't actually knock on the door either.
I don't know, my kids did. When they wanted to get in any room we were in, they would always bang on the door. The first expansion, because when you turn on the water, the pipe will expand, right? The copper will expand. And if it's installed in such a way that it's really tight to the wood framing, it sort of stretches across that framing and moves, and it makes kind of like a cricking or a knocking sound. And that's why it's only going to happen when the hot water is running, because it happens kind of as the pipe expands and also as it cools. The second reason it happens is called water hammer. And water hammer happens when the water is running through the pipes, and then you turn the valve off, but the water keeps going, and the force of that water has sort of like an impact on the pipe. It shakes it, and that's what they call water hammer. Now, the solution for the first problem is just to tighten up the pipes a little bit more. If you can get to them, especially if they're like, let's say the bathroom's on the first floor and the basement's unfinished, if you see that plumbing, you can add additional clamps. And the same thing with the water hammer. You're usually going to find that you have a long supply line somewhere, like across the basement floor, crawl space floor, that wasn't properly secured. And if you tighten that up, then basically there's nowhere for the pipes, no way for this pipe to move, no shake to happen, and hence no noise to make. So securing those pipes is the reason. And if that water hammer is really, really bad, there's also an additional part called a water hammer arrestor. Think of it as sort of a shock absorber for your plumbing system. And it basically is designed to sort of take that force and slow it down so it doesn't bang the pipes around.
All right. And then that will hopefully allow Jessica to have a nice, relaxing soak in the tub. Now, Kent writes in saying, I have a couple of plastic electrical boxes where the screw holes for the outlet are broken. They're on the backsplash of the kitchen counter, and I don't want to have to retile that backsplash. Any idea on how I can secure the outlets?
This is a real jam that Kent has himself in here, because the boxes are, it sounds like the tiles around the boxes, and the boxes are cracked, the screw holes are cracked, and so he has no way to secure the outlet to the box itself. So I think this calls for a creative solution, Leslie. Here's what I'm thinking. I think if you were to mix up some epoxy, some two-part epoxy, like a paste epoxy where you have part A, part B, and if you did that and were to add a sort of a blob of that epoxy where those screw holes used to be, imagine yourself building up another piece of that electrical box, let it dry, and then do a pilot hole into that epoxy. It'll drill just like plastic, and then use that as the place you drive a wood-threaded screw in to hold the outlet in place. I'm sure that will work. It's just going to require a couple of steps.
All right, Kent, I hope that helps you out, and you get those nice-looking outlets happening again.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Thank you so much for taking a little time with us on today's program. If you have a question you weren't able to get through and we weren't able to answer it, you can post that question to moneypit.com. Or if you're working around the house this weekend and think, gosh, I'd love to know how to do X or Y or whatever it is. How do I fix this squeak? How do I make my rooms look bigger? Whatever question comes to mind, you can also reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we promise we'll call you back the next time we are. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members. From the Timberline Heating and Air family, happy holidays.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Shock in the Midwest after tornadoes ravaged several states. Dozens have died. The damage probably is expected to be in the millions. President Biden says people are badly hurt, scared, and anxious, and he's determined the federal government will do whatever it can to help.
I want folks in all these states to know we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together, and the federal government is not going to walk away. This is one of those times when we aren't Democrats or Republicans. Sounds like hyperbole, but it's real. We're all Americans. We stand together as the United States of America. And so I say to all the victims, you're in our prayers.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear expects the total to go higher than the 70 already in Kentucky.
We believe our death toll from this event will exceed 50 Kentuckians, probably end up closer to 70 to 100 lost lives.
Senator Ted Cruz says he'd like to see the U.S. impose harsher sanctions against the Chinese Winter Olympics, but also...
I don't agree with what some people are calling for, which is a boycott of our athletes, which is stopping our athletes from going to the Olympics. I think that would be a mistake.
Senator Cruz says the U.S. should use its participation in the Games to shine a spotlight on China's human rights abuses. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network earlier this week. The top diplomats from the group of seven industrialized nations gathered beside the River Mersey in Liverpool, England, for a meeting that host country Britain called a show of unity against global aggressors. The UK is seeking elusive unity from the wealthy nations club in response to tensions with China and Iran and what it says is malignant behavior by Russia towards Ukraine. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A senior citizen scam alert.
Detectives in Tampa, Florida want Uber to help solve a scam that conned $10,000 from a 75-year-old man. He was told his granddaughter needed the money to get out of jail. Another case involves an 82-year-old woman who lost $700,000. In both cases, people told the victims to withdraw the money. Then the scammers used Uber when they picked it up. Police want the names of Uber account holders and credit card information along with their ride histories. Uber is cooperating. Jason Walker reporting.
A Boston University newspaper calling to defund or outright abolish the campus police department because they say it has an egregious history of violence, harassment, and racism. The Daily Free Press is an independent publication at the school. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. After an increase in assaults, flight attendants saying enough is enough.
Many flight attendants say they've reached their breaking point with unruly passengers, many of whom still refuse to respect mask mandates. Dozens of videos over the past year have shown customers assaulting flight attendants, including one in which several passengers had to use duct tape to restrain an unruly man in his seat. on a Frontier flight after he caused a disturbance with a flight attendant. Since the FAA started keeping track of reports of incidents like this on board, 2021 saw more such incidents than in the entire history of record-keeping in aviation. Patrick Frost reporting.
There could be some relief over the next 2 weeks at the pump, but it's unlikely, though, now that the national average is falling under $3 a gallon, not anytime soon, they say. That, according to GasBuddy.com, average price right now, $3.33. That's up from $2.15 a year ago. More at townhall.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you improve your home. If you've got a project you'd like to do, maybe you're doing some decorating this week, you're all excited, getting ready for the holidays. It's a busy time of year. Maybe you're planning a project for the year ahead. If you've got some projects on your to-do list, you can put them on our to-do list because that's what we do. We're here to help you get those jobs done. If you've got questions, you don't know how to get something done, you don't know where to start, maybe you're stuck on a core issue, an organizational issue, maybe your systems in the house are acting in odd ways, your heating bills are too high, whatever's on that list, you know, whatever you're dealing with, that's why we are here. We're here to help you improve your home. Now, you got to help yourself first by picking up the phone and calling us with your questions or posting them at moneypit.com. Our phone number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's episode, with the holidays almost here, a lot of parents are dreading the moment when all those neatly wrapped presents become incoming piles of toys and paper and boxes. So we're going to share some easy organizing tips to help you out.
And you can't see it or smell it, but according to the EPA, hundreds of people die accidentally every year from CO poisoning caused by their heating systems. So we're going to have a way to keep you safe.
And your basement might serve as your home storage area, an extra play space for kids, or even your laundry room. But basements are also a major source of wasted energy. We're going to help you plug the leaks in today's smart spending tip.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all of your projects, whether they're big or small.
So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mike and I was on the line with an insulation question. What can we do for you today?
I'm looking to put some fiberglass insulation up in my attic. I have access to some 6-inch that's faced on one side and it has foil on the other. Could I lay that down in my attic without having any problems?
You already have existing insulation there, right, Mike?
Yeah, I got 10 inches in my ceilings.
The answer is no, and here's why. The foil face is a vapor barrier. And if you put a vapor barrier in there, you're going to trap moisture. Now, a very common scenario is people put that up in the attic. They leave the vapor barrier facing up, but that's actually wrong. The only place the vapor barrier belongs is against the heated space, which would be under the 10 inches of insulation you already have there. So the foil face is not a good thing. Now, I will say that you, if you really want to be frugal about this, you could probably pull that foil off and lay the unfaced bat perpendicular to what you have right now. It'll be a bit of a messy job because it sounds like it's older insulation, so you're going to have to protect yourself with dust masks and safety glasses, long sleeves, and all of that.
I don't care to do that, but right now in my attic, at one time I had a flat roof. And right now I've got rolled rolled shingling up in my attic floor. That's probably acting as a vapor barrier, I would guess, today.
It probably is, yeah, because it would stop humidity from getting through it. The problem is that it traps it in the insulation, and when it does that, the insulation doesn't work well. Insulation that's damp does not insulate, so that humidity is working against you.
I have wood heat, and it takes a lot of moisture out of the house. That's probably in my favor, I would guess.
I would think so. Now, you want to preserve that wood floor? You want to use all of that wood floor space?
I'd like to use as much as possible, yes.
Well, why don't you do this? Kind of a way to kind of have your cake and eat it, too, is to carve out an area in the center of the attic that you reserve basically just for storage. And then you add unfaced fiberglass bats on top of the wood floor to the other areas. Yeah, it's not perfect having that whatever floor covering you have in between, but I still think it's going to add some insulation to that space and help cut some of your energy bills. And unfaced fiberglass bats are not that expensive and pretty easy to handle.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Marlene in Iowa is dealing with some winter window issues. Tell us what's going on.
We had our siding and our windows replaced a couple years ago, and ever since we replaced the siding and the windows, in the wintertime when we turn the furnace on and get the heat started in the house, every morning when we get up, every window in the house has moisture buildup at the bottom of the window and even to the point where it makes little pools on the windowsills. So we have to go around to every window and take a towel and dry all that moisture off the bottom of the window and out of the windowsill.
Well, the good news is you're cleaning your windows every day so they never get dirty. So
thanks.
The reason that's happening is because your windows are not insulated very well. Are these thermal pane windows?
They were supposed to be. They were supposed to be very good windows, but we had trouble with the siding that the guy put on, so I suppose he sold us a cheap window along with the siding that we had problems with.
You see, the reason that you're getting this condensation is because when it's cold outside, the warm, moist air strikes the inside of the glass and it condenses. And so you probably have high humidity inside your house. There's a couple of things we can do to try to reduce that. But if you don't have good insulated window glass, that problem gets really pretty bad. I mean, it can actually add up, as you've discovered, to quite a bit of water. So the fix, unfortunately, is to replace your windows, which is expensive. So what I would suggest that you do is take a look at all of the reasons that you get high humidity inside of a house. So you get humidity from activities that people do, cooking, cleaning, and bathing. Make sure that if you have exhaust fans in your bathrooms, that you have the fans, they're ducted out of the house, and that they're run on timers so that when you're done with showers and baths, they can continue to run for 15 or 20 minutes to pull the moisture out. Make sure that you have a exhaust fan over your range, of course. It's also, again, ducted out, not a recirculating. Make sure that around the foundation perimeter of your house that your grading is adjusted properly. You want to make sure that soil slopes away from the walls and that your gutters and downspouts are extended. Because believe it or not, if they're not, the gutters are not clean, they're not extended, if the grading is too flat, that water is going to collect in the soil around the outside of your house. It will be drawn into the foundation, and then it will be wicked out of the air on the other side and work its way up through the house, increasing humidity the whole way. So simply by making sure you keep water away from the house, you reduce humidity inside the house. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's happening. Those are the few things that you can do inside to reduce the amount of humidity that you have.
All right. Well, you've been very helpful. At least I kind of understand what's going on. Thank you, and I enjoy your show.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. As the holidays approach, it's a great time to spend a little bit of time organizing your kids' room. You got to get rid of the old to make way for the new. We're going to share some easy organizing tips that can help when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we know it, we're homeowners. You know, guys, taking care of this house that you own really can be a combination of love, definitely love, lots of pride, but also a tremendous amount of heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, help you save money, and even spare you from those snafus.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing the countertop. But replacing that countertop can be an expensive project. Refinishing it isn't. And it can be easily accomplished with a kit made just for this project that we're giving away today. How lucky is that?
Yep, it's called the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit.
from Deich Coatings. It's a real stone coating, so it looks great. It lasts a long time. It's heat resistant and water resistant. It comes in 11 colors, and you can actually get this done before the holidays. It's that easy. It's literally a few hours, and you are complete, a single weekend, and you're done. It's available online at HomeDepot.com, Lowe's.com, and at the Deich Coatings website at DAICH Coatings.com. Worth $125, but we've got one kit to give away on today's show. If you'd like to win it, you got to be in it, which means you got to call us with a question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MONEYPIT.com.
Now we've got Frank with a structural question. What's going on at your money pit?
Yes, I've got an older home, post and beam construction. I have about a 4x8 beam that's cracked diagonally, and I've already poured a footer, a 2-foot by 2-foot by 6-inch footer, and I plan on bracing that. But what I'm wondering, once I jack it back into position number one, is there an adhesive that might help hold it together? And on the sides, I want to marry in a support. Should I use OSB, plywood, or 2x8?
What you would do is you would put another beam next to it that has to go the same width. It has to go bearing point to bearing point as the split beam. And then you would glue it with a construction adhesive from the new beam to the split beam. And I would bolt them together. And if you do that on a beam-by-beam basis, then it should be an acceptable repair. It's just a little tricky because you've got to get that new beam next to the old beam, and it's going to not be straight, and you're going to have to work around wires and plumbing and such to get it in there and nice and tight. But take your time fitting that beam. If you get the new beam in right, then, you know, it can be quite strong.
All right. I appreciate the advice. Thank you.
Now we've got Ann in Georgia on the line calling in with an air conditioning question. How can we help you?
What happens is there is an excessive amount of dust in the house.
Okay.
I mean, it's huge. I just rake my finger across a table, and you can see long particles, you know, long hair type. I mean, it's not hair, but it's like long things. And it's really, really thick. And when the pollen was really bad down here, like in the spring when it was yellow pollen outside, it was in the house.
Let me ask you some basic questions, Ann. First of all, you know, you're talking about a fan. What kind of heating system do you have in this house to begin with?
It's a heating pump.
Okay, it's forced air. It's a forced air system, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the best type of air filtration system would be an electronic air cleaner. An electronic air cleaner would be installed on the return side of the air handler, so it would clean the air as it goes back to the air handler. And a good quality electronic air cleaners can take out all that dust, all that pollen, right down to virus-sized particles. Most of us rely on the fiberglass filters, which are very inexpensive. They cost maybe $1 a piece, but they don't do very much. You know, we call them pebble stoppers because everything else goes right through them. So if you really want to clean up your house and reduce the amount of dust, you simply need a better filtration system on your HVAC system. And so an electronic air cleaner would be that. You could take a look at models by Trane or by April Air. And there are a number of others as well, but don't be confused by electrostatic versus electronic. You want an electronic air cleaner because these work to, and some of them charge the particles so that they have sort of magnetic attraction to the filter material. Some of them combine electronic cleaning with filtration cleaning, but either of those two brands, either Trane or April Air, make very good quality electronic air cleaners, and you'll see a huge difference. But it's the kind of thing that you have to have a HVAC technician professionally installed. It's not a do-it-yourself project.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, organizing the kids' room is hard enough the rest of the time of year, but the holidays definitely create special challenges. So we've got a few tips to make things easier. First of all, you want to have boxes and baskets standing by. Now, many of the gifts your child's going to receive this holiday season will be complete with an array of small pieces. And without proper organization, inevitably, you're going to lose some of those small pieces before your kid even heads back to school after the break. So before Christmas, you want to invest in several small boxes and baskets. Think about the things that might be arriving under the tree and think about how you can best organize them. Like say there's a big gift of Legos. Go and get different organizers with different bits because you don't want to be stepping on those. So just, you know, think what's coming and think about good ways to keep those things together. This way they go right to a spot right out of the box.
Now, before the holiday arrives, take a look at what you can do to clean up and clean out. Are there broken toys or toys that are missing most of their pieces?
or toys that your kids no longer play with that are taking up valuable space on their floors. Take the time now to clean out these items, get rid of the broken stuff, consign or donate toys that are in great shape but that aren't getting played with, and pack away toys that you're saving for younger siblings.
Yeah, super duper duper smart. You also want to try using labels. Now, many kids struggle with understanding how to organize their toys, especially when they're left to do it themselves. So simple labels, pictures maybe for kids who are too young to read, lettered labels for the young readers, that can really go a long way towards teaching your kids how to organize their own toys, where things go, how to put stuff back. I can't guarantee they're going to do it all the time, but at least, you know, it gives them a helping hand.
Yeah, and here's another idea that's maybe easier when your kids are young, but older kids can often be convinced to use this strategy too. Instead of spreading all the new stuff out, new toys out across the floor as soon as the gifts are open, encourage them to put a few items back for later in the year. This way your child can pull those items out later and feel like it's Christmas all over again.
Yeah, and parents, you can just go ahead and do that sometimes. I'm telling you, in the frenzy of things, they might not even notice. Now, getting those rooms organized really might not be that room's natural state, but at least you're going to be able to make some order out of the chaos, find the floor, ensure that your kids can find the toys when they're looking for them, when they're ready to play. If you can at least give them a basis to start with to then make a new mess, maybe they'll remember how clean it was and want to go back to that way.
Carolyn is working on a painting project. How can we lend a hand?
We are painting our bathroom cabinets. They were put in the bathroom in 1980-something. I'm not sure about the date. We bought this house and the people lived in it 28 years. And we've been here almost 9 years. And they're kind of a maple color, and they're not very attractive. I've used that orange glow on them trying to make them look better. I don't know what they used on, probably liquid gold or something, trying to bring out the sheen. But it's just almost beyond the point, and I'd like to have new cabinets, but when we do, we're probably going to have to redo the whole bathroom. So we decided we would paint them kind of an off-white color. What we want to know is, what's the approach to making that paint stay on?
Now, you said that the cabinets are a maple color. Are they actually wood and they're stained?
Yeah, that's the stain on them. They're stained.
So they're stained wood. It's not like a thermofoil that looks like wood or a laminate. It's wood.
No, it's real wood. They're real wood cabinets.
Now, if they've been stained and restained over the course of a couple of years and you've got, you know, a lot of coatings of a cleaner on there, your best bet would be, and this is how I would kind of tackle it, I would remove the doors and the drawer fronts, being very careful about labeling which goes where, you know, a little piece of painter's tape on the backside and a little piece on the hinge saying, like, you know, AA or 1-1, you know, just so you know exactly where things go back. And I would leave the hinges either on the door or on the box. You know, it's kind of easier to leave them on the box just for painting issues. And this way you know exactly where everything goes back. That just kind of keeps things tidy. And then you really need to get some of that sheen off. So you could do it a couple of different ways. You could use something that's like a liquid sandpaper that you wipe on that gets rid of some of that sheen. But if it's like a super high gloss and they've been, you know, oiled or polished over the years and they're very sort of, not, you know, gunked up almost with a lot of finish on them, you may want to sand them down a little bit because you need to get down to something that's a little bit not so glossy and so built up from years of cleaning and just, you know, the yuck that happens in the bathroom, just so that you've got a surface that the paint's going to stick to. And once you've done that to the doors or drawer fronts and the boxes themselves in the bathroom, you need to prime it very well with a high-quality primer. I would use, like, Kills or Zinsser, you know, one of those that'll stick very, very well. Let that dry very thoroughly. And then go ahead with your top coat paint. And because it's in a bathroom and because it's a high moisture area and it's something that you're going to want to be cleaning a lot, I would go with a glossy finish and an oil base if I can get my hands on one. If not, and, you know, a glossy latex will do the trick. But, you know, more durable, of course, would be the oil base.
Thank you. And I appreciate your help.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Just ahead, carbon monoxide. It's an odorless gas that results from combustion of fuels like natural gas, oil, kerosene, even charcoal. We're going to tell you how to make sure your heating system is safe after this. Your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake, now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner, because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements to demolition to decor, we are your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for projects big and small. Reach out to us with whatever questions on your mind. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Tom in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a driveway cleaning project. What's going on?
I've got a driveway, a concrete driveway that I put in about 10 years ago, and it's maybe 60-plus feet, a couple of car lengths wide, a couple of car widths wide, and I had an oil leak in a truck and really wasn't paying much attention to it until one day I noticed it. And there was quite a bit of staining down there, so I got some oil dry, started putting it down. And it held, but there's still some staining there. I never sealed it. And then I've also got, you know, from leaves and stuff. So I just was wondering, I was thinking about getting a power cleaner, maybe some kind of detergent and clean it up, or do I just live with it?
What you can do to try to clean this is to use a product called TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's available at home centers and hardware stores, usually in the painting aisle. You mix it up into sort of a paste-like consistency, apply it to the stain, let it sit there for, you know, a little while, and then you can rinse it off. And that will tend to draw the oil out of it. It's not a miracle cure, but it does a pretty good job cleaning up oil stains.
Do I need a power washer or just hose it off?
No, you just hose it off. You know, a lot of pressure is not your friend here. It's really just having the right products on that oil to kind of draw it out.
Yeah, and once you know, when you're in the paint aisle getting the TSP, right next to it you can get, you know, like a paint tray liner and just maybe slide that under the truck for a while.
There you go.
I should probably just attach something under there.
Yeah, attach it, and then you can set up a couple of traffic cones, and then every day when you come home, you fill up the cones, you know that the pan under the car will be directly aligned with the leak, and that'll be it.
All right, very good. Well, okay, I will take all that into consideration. Thank you all very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, carbon monoxide is an odorless gas that results from the combustion of fuel, like natural gas or oil or kerosene. And if it's not vented right, it could make you sick or it could even cause death. And I got to say, in the many years I spent inspecting homes before getting out of the crawl space and into the radio studio, I found carbon monoxide leaks with surprising frequency. It's kind of scary.
I mean, that is really scary, and that's why you absolutely have to have your heating system tuned up every single year. Now, Tom, we always say that, but what exactly should a tech be looking for that could lead to a toxic situation?
Well, first of all, when you look at the flame in your furnace or boiler, it should be a blue flame. It should not be an orangey flame, and you should never smell kind of a sweet, acrid odor, because that is a sure sign of incomplete combustion, and that means you've been producing a lot of combustion gas, which you don't have to, a lot of carbon monoxide. The other thing to check is the venting, to make sure all those gases are going out the vent, up the chimney, and away from your house, because if you've got bad venting, if you don't have the proper draft, then your house could be filled with carbon monoxide. And thirdly, something that I found a lot of when I was doing home inspections is the most important part of the furnace that keeps the combustion gas away from the air that heats your house is a section called the heat exchanger. If you think about what a typical radiator looks like in an old house, you know that the water circulates inside and your air sort of circulates over the top of it. Same principle, except with a heat exchanger, what's inside is combustion gas. And if there's a crack in the wall between the inside and the outside of that heat exchanger, then you could mix combustion gas in with house air. So a lot of things that have to be checked, and that's why it's important to have it serviced done right before the heating season.
Now, we should also mention some other sources of carbon monoxide that can be hazardous, like never run a car, use a barbecue, run a generator, even a lawnmower in an open garage. Even an open garage, guys, the fumes can rise and then fill the entire house.
And even if everything's operating properly, it's always a good idea to have CO detectors, because they're not just a good idea, they're even mandatory in a lot of jurisdictions. You want to make sure one exists outside of every bedroom. You know why that is, Leslie? Because most of the deaths happen when people sleep. That's why carbon monoxide detectors should always be on the sleeping side of the house, outside of those bedrooms.
Now we've got Joan in Illinois on the line, who's dealing with a mold issue. Tell us about it, Joan.
Well, I'm wondering what causes dry rot
and how you can tell if you have it.
Okay. Well, what are you seeing, Joan?
Coming down to the floor, there's about an inch below the molding, and I took the carpet up, and I saw sawdust down there, and I wondered if it was dry rot.
Right. So first of all, there's no such thing as dry rot. There's only wet rot. Wood that gets wet, it gets over 25% moist, can start to decay. Then if that wood also dries out, that's what people call dry rot, but it's really sort of a misnomer because it's not really dry rot, it's wet rot that has dried out.
Oh, so we can't cause it by overheating or under-humidifying a house?
No. Well, not overheating, but if you over-humidify, I guess it's technically possible because you'd put a lot of water in there. But no, you're not going to cause it by overheating. Now, in terms of what you're seeing under this molding, I think that would bear some further investigation. When you mentioned sawdust, I think about carpenter ants, for example. And so I would make sure that I know exactly what's causing this. One of the things that you could do is you could take a picture of it, and you could post it to our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. We'll take a look at it and give you an opinion. Or you could post it to the community section at moneypit.com. How about that?
That sounds great.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, your basement may serve as your home storage area, an extra play space for the kiddos, or even your laundry room. But basements are also a major source of wasted energy usage. We're going to help you plug those leaks in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card when the Money Pit returns.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot, too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tankbond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
The Money Pit. Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy the radio show, we think you're going to enjoy our podcast too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Well, it's almost Christmas, and you might be thinking, is there a project I can do before Christmas or New Year's gets here that's going to make my kitchen look great? Well, there is. You can replace your countertop if you have a lot of money, but if you don't, you can refinish it for a lot less. And it just so happens we are giving away a kit that allows you to do just that from our friends at Deich Coatings.
That's right. We've got the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's made from real stone, so it's very beautiful. It's going to last a long time. It's heat resistant. It's water repellent. Comes in 11 colors. It really is an easy DIY project that you can get done, and get this, guys, a single weekend. So that is a major transformation in a short amount of time. It's available for $125, and you can find it online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Deich Coatings website. Let me spell that for you. It's DEICHCOATINGS, DeichCoatings.com. Bill in California, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm looking for the best way to seal up a French door in my house. Where the two doors go together or shut together, they don't seal.
They don't seal properly?
No.
So that's called the astragal, where they come together. That's that molding configuration. And so are you getting water through these doors, Bill, or are you getting just drafts?
Just drafts.
The first thing I would do is I would examine the fit of the doors when they come together to see if the door is actually closing evenly up and down. So if there's a little bit more of a gap at the top or the bottom, that's a different issue, and you'd have to physically adjust the door so that that doesn't happen anymore. The second thing is I would look at the sill where the door closes to make sure that the sill is continuous. And an easy way to do that is with light. If you were to kneel down on one side of that door and shine a flashlight in to see if you saw the light coming under the door, that might give you an indication as to whether or not you have gaps at that sill level. The third thing is that there's typically a hole in that configuration of the door where air gets in at the very top and at the very bottom, where you need about a 1-inch square piece of weather stripping to seal it. And that's where the doors come together at the top and the bottom. And then the rest of that, I would just look at the existing weather stripping that's on that door, make sure it's getting a tight seal all the way up and down. You really have to look at it in components to try to determine which part of that is broken down and which part of it is most responsible for the air leakage that you're getting in there, Bill.
Okay. Take a look at those items then.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, your basement may serve as your home storage area. Perhaps it's an extra play space for the kiddos. Maybe it's even your laundry room, or perhaps it's everything. But basements can also be a major source of wasted energy usage. Now, experts from the U.S. Department of Energy say making some quick and low-cost basement improvements will save you on energy usage, make your home more comfortable and usable, and improve your indoor air quality and save you some money on those utility bills. We're going to tell you how to do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, here's how you get started. First up, inspect your basement or crawl space area. Look at the complete area, the wall surface, the underside of the floors, and try to identify any air leaks that are caused by gaps or holes like those around pipes or vents or wiring or any kind of gap or draft that comes in around doors or windows. If you find them, seal them. Fill the small gaps with caulk. If you've got bigger holes, you can use expandable spray foam insulation. If you've got lighting down there, make sure that it's energy efficient and make sure you add it to each of the basement lighting fixtures.
For more ways to save, the Department of Energy website at energy.gov features a list of minor improvements that you can make to get your basement as energy efficient as possible.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Susan in Missouri has a question about a fireplace. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Well, I have a gas fireplace, and it's one of those where they seem to have cut the hole in the wall and stuck the fireplace in there, and now I cannot stop the wind from blowing in. I don't know what to do.
Okay, so is the wind coming in the hole where the gas pipe is coming through?
It seems to be coming from all around the fireplace. You know, it's got the mantle, and it comes from around the mantle, and anywhere where there's, you know, where it's been put together, it seems to have air coming in. And, of course, it is coming in. It's got the outside box, I guess, to have the exhaust.
Okay, so this sounds to me like it's a manufactured fireplace as opposed to an old brick one that was converted to gas. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
What, and it has doors on it, too?
No, it does not.
Do you know what the brand is of the fireplace?
A Lennox, I believe.
Well, the first thing I would do is I would take a look at the installation, and very often there's probably gaps somewhere around that box that were not properly sealed. I would also consider contacting Lennox and getting the original installation instructions. You may even be able to download those, which will give you or your contractor a guide to determine if it was correctly installed. And then thirdly, I would find out if doors are available for that fireplace, because that could solve all your problems.
Okay.
Especially if it's a gas fireplace pre-made and it has a combustion air supply, you may be able to keep that all behind the glass doors and stop all the drafts from coming through.
That's a great idea. Thank you. I'll try that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, imagine a leak so bad that it can collapse the ceiling of the floor below and pretty much ruin all of the furnishings. Happens a lot, but it can be avoided with a $20 part. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coach Master has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coach Master repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we'd like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Money Pit.
listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post them to MoneyPit.com.
Ruth has reached out and asks, if it's expensive to swap a toilet and a shower if you have a crawl space and you're already planning and budgeting to remove the tile on the floors.
You know, it's not just a matter of removing the tile on the floors. In fact, that has very little to do with this particular project, except for the cosmetics. But you're presuming, Ruth, that the drains are the same for a toilet and for a shower, and they're not. They're quite different. The toilet drain is much larger. It has to be positioned in a very unique way. So while you can do the project, basically you have to rework all of the drain lines as part of this. So it's not necessarily an inexpensive job.
All right, now we've got one from Ryan who says, the bedroom in our 1963 house doesn't get as warm compared to the rest of the house. We close our doors during the workday, have new replacement windows, and the furnace is only 5 years old. Any idea what the problem might be?
So uneven heating and cooling could be caused on a number of things. The first thing that jumps out at me, though, is you say you close your bedroom doors. Unless you have a proper gap underneath those doors, you may not be getting air back to the return duct, which is usually located in a 1960s house in the center hallway, upstairs or downstairs. And if the doors are closed tight, then you may not be getting that return back, and that's not going to cycle the air enough to actually warm it. The other thing I would do, and what I would do first, is I would check my insulation levels above the second floor, because most 1960s houses don't have enough. You ought to see 15 to 20 inches of nice fluffy fiberglass up there. If you don't, add unfaced fiberglass bats and see how that goes. I bet you that one improvement can make a huge difference in your comfort.
I mean, for sure. Just adjusting the insulation in the attic does make a big change, because it's like putting on a hat when you're outside and it's cold. It's the hat for the house.
Well, some leaks are minor, some leaks are major, but there's only one major leak that I know of that can be avoided with a $20 part. Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Imagine having a leak so bad that it collapses the ceiling of the floor below and then pretty much ruins all of your furniture. I mean, we actually had this happen at my mom's house because the heating system ran out of oil and the weather was so bad they couldn't come and refill it, and the pipes froze and then burst when things warmed up, and the whole ceiling collapsed. There was water everywhere. Pretty much every piece of furniture was ruined. But you know what? You can avoid things like this by replacing a $20 part. Now, wondering what that part is? Because lots of different things around your house can freeze and cause a gigantic mess. I'm talking in this case about a hose that feeds water to your washing machine, and when it breaks, and it will break, it can leak thousands of gallons of water. Now, this is a problem that has caused homeowners countless heartaches over the years for one reason. Manufacturers ship new machines with rubber washing machine hoses, and that rubber wears out. The hoses are going to crack, it's going to form blisters, and then they will eventually break. And that can lead to dumping thousands of gallons of water onto the floor below, and below that, and below that. I mean, it really depends on where you've got your washer. Now, the best way to prevent this is to remove your washer's rubber hoses and replace them with those braided stainless steel hoses. This is going to cost about $20, but those hoses never ever break. So you want to shut off the washer supply valves, remove and replace the old rubber hoses with those stainless braided ones. It's a super easy DIY project, and it's one that's going to give you, you know, lots of peace of mind and potentially save you lots and lots of money.
Yeah, there's one group of people who always change out those hoses before they break. Those are the ones that have had a hose break on.
For sure.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor, but worried that your budget may not be ready to handle the hit, we're going to share five ways to save lots of money redecorating your home sweet home on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The first birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.